Yeah, she's not going to be here.
That's fine. Oh, good.
She's busy.
Okay. I'll go ahead and call the Recreation Committee meeting. It's 5 o'clock. It's Tuesday, November 13th. All committee members are present. And acknowledges the press and public have been notified with the Freedom of Information Act of the meeting. Second item on the agenda is approval of previous month's minutes of October the 9th. If there's a motion, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve.
Second.
Any changes or deletions? I didn't see anything that was out of the ordinary. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Citizens comment. There's no citizens present right now, but as always, if somebody walks in a little bit late, we can amend the agenda. Moving on to the departmental report, Ms. Norma Jean.
Okay, thank you. Just to summarize a little bit for you, a lot of our adult athletics are going on now. Our softball will conclude in December, as well as the 3-on-3 basketball, 6v6 soccer. Our table tennis league will end at the end of November. We have our youth basketball will begin the first of the year. They'll start having practices in November, December. We're still going through our waiting list to see if we can't get more folks involved. As always, Alapalms people, nor Sullivan's Island, will be on a waiting list. We will make accommodations for them. Aaron is at conference right now. He'll be back on Thursday morning, so we'll have those final numbers at the next meeting. List of programs and classes going on now. We do have a acting performance workshop Thursday, September the 6th, and they'll do a little performance November the 29th. Some of our special events, our seniors' luncheons are going well. Ghostly Tide Tales, we had a great crowd on the beach on October the 19th. Our pumpkin painting for our youth, we had 14 children to participate in that. Our Halloween carnival went great. I was in the haunted house most of the night, so I missed a lot. But our citywide pumpkin carving contest goes to City Hall. Mm-hmm. Police is second, building was third, and fire and rec were tied for fourth. That is a big deal every year.
It's
kind of fun to watch people come in the rec center because that's the first place they go.
I got to go and
to vote for the
I hear it's rigged.
Is it rigged? I'm sure they stuffed the pumpkins. It's
City
all right.
Hall wins to me.
Right.
They're all good, though.
Right.
I mean, they really
They were. They were
very,
all good.
Very creative and good.
In a recount.
Which one was, what was City Hall's theme?
The one that had the tree and the skeletons in the chaise lounge on the beach.
I think I did see a picture of that, yeah.
Some of our upcoming events, our holiday craft workshop will be November the 20th. Movie and Dodgeball will be on the December the 28th. And then, of course, our Holiday Street Festival will be Saturday, December the 1st. Just the cardio room usage, their numbers are down in September. I think that's really due to our storm activity.
Mm-hmm.
And it falls off this time of year anyway a little bit. And then the Open Gym, you asked for that report, and I did the graft in it. Kind of was not self-explanatory, so we actually did the spreadsheet that I have Holly to turn in to me. And I did receive a call from one of the gentlemen that play in this old man's group, I guess is what they call themselves, and they've notified me that they're supposed to get back with me, but that they cannot make that time on Sundays, so not expect them. So obviously you can see the month of October, there was little or no activity with that. And unless you have questions, that kind of concludes my report.
I don't know anybody.
Yeah. Well, I will say on the kids open gen, I was kind of comparing notes with Tyson because he's one of the ones who goes a lot. And the numbers when I was looking at them more closely didn't kind of jived with what he was telling me about how many people were showing up. But I suspect that they're not always signing in, because when I asked him if he was signing in, he said, sometimes. So,
pull the cameras and I can pretty much tell you that these numbers are relatively accurate.
Okay. I think they might be a little higher And that's probably because they don't always sign in as they're running in and out. But yeah, I mean, I think it's unfortunate that it doesn't jive for the adults like we'd hoped it would. I understand why it's not a good time for them, but I think it's, you know, encouraging to see this number of kids engaged, and especially since I don't know, I mean, I'd love to see a little more hoopla. Sorry for the pun. Around to help make sure that people know about it. You know, I don't, signs maybe, or something, so that I know that my son and his friends know about it because I'm telling them and reminding them to go. But I think that there's a wider audience that if they were more aware, they might be using it more. So, but and I think too with wintertime when it gets colder,
I think more
they will naturally.
Yeah, I agree.
I think the family, they're mostly the children that are there every afternoon. So it's the same. It's the same group.
Which is, I mean, it's
which is okay.
It's good. Right. I mean, they. It's. I think. You know, I think it's a great resource, and that's why I was encouraging it. I think it's, you know, great to maximize a great facility, and give people more of an opportunity to use it, whether they're regular users or not regular users. Cardio, or, I know it's as much. Are you getting much attention from the cardio crowd at all?
There might be a little bit here and there, but
do you think that they are aware that it's available?
You know, it is out there just like everything else we do. It's in the activity guide. It's on the calendar. So,
I mean, would it be possible to maybe do some special flyers to bring it to people's attention just because, like you do with some of the other programs? Because I think that there's probably some people who maybe don't pay that much attention to know that it's available. Like, if you put signs up in the cardio room, to let people know that we've got Sunday hours now.
It's on the schedule. It's on that door.
It's on the door?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Sunday's just not a good day for most adults.
Yeah.
I mean, that's family time more so than gym time, I think.
So, like I said, I think the kids will wander in and out.
Absolutely. Yeah, because they're going to be there anyway. So that's fine.
The old business. And there was nothing in our packet for the RFP.
Well, we didn't get it out as quickly as I'd hoped.
Okay.
So we're opening those on Thursday, this Thursday.
Okay.
So we'll have a vote on that at
the
next meeting.
This Thursday. Okay.
Right.
So they're due Thursday.
We'll That's correct. Okay. That's correct. I don't. Have you received any?
We usually don't get them till the
day of.
Okay. So if we don't meet in December, though, do we need to do something special?
It, you know, I don't think it's going to matter because we're not going to be able to do this until the spring anyway.
Okay.
Because the weather is just too cold and not conducive for this work.
Okay.
So it'll be spring before we'll be able to do that.
Okay. Then we have an update on Wi-Fi stuff.
I do. I did get a quote from Technology Solutions.
Is that our city?
Yes. Okay. And I think we're going to have to wait until the budget year. It's going to be somewhere around $8,000.
Good.
Because you're going to have to put several different points out. The other thing, I think we need to control when it's on and when it's not on, because what will happen is we'll have people hanging out at night.
In the parking lot.
In the parking lot. And so we're going to put some controls on it there. So I think we'll put that in the budget for this coming year, if that's okay with this group, and include it in that process.
Okay.
It's a little over.
Is there a monthly cost?
There is not a monthly cost. I did ask that. There will not be.
Interesting. Okay.
It's just the initial infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, because everything's independent, and then you have, I mean, I guess the light that place up, it would have to be pretty good. Because, I mean, you lose cell service as soon as you walk in the building anyhow, so.
Right. I mean, well, even for the Wi-Fi we have for the city, mm-hmm. you know, when we have public meetings, mm-hmm. so you guys can,
right.
we had to have a thing in both those rooms, Magnolia right. Palmetto, one in the lobby,
mm-hmm.
so, because it wouldn't go room to room
no,
because
uh-uh.
of the structure of the building.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. Well, we'll continue to work on that. I have a feeling we're going to start working on the budget here soon.
Right.
So, okay. There is no new business, miscellaneous business, but we will open it back up. We already had citizens' comments, but floor is open if you have anything.
I was just coming to listen to any of the surf news.
There,
that was old business from last meeting, or if it was being carried on.
I thought
that
was on, but then I'm looking at the packet.
Yeah, I know.
And it's not on.
It was last meeting, if I'm not mistaken, Desiree was working with Folly Beach.
Yes.
To coordinate some information with them to try to come up with a franchise.
Yep. And that was our direction. Was
we
to
directed
work.
Staff to
and right. they're still working on it.
Come up
right.
with
yep.
it.
Because I checked with her last week or week before.
Okay.
And so she is working on
it. But you're right, there should. And I thought
the
original one did. Because this
point,
one changed.
It must have gotten taken off.
So.
I think things that they didn't have anything to report, they warned it off.
Right.
Oh, okay.
But it's not lost.
Right. No, it's still in there. Okay.
Okay.
So with that, that's they're still working. The city's working with the attorney and other municipalities to figure out what there's, how they're doing it. But we're still moving forward.
So I think they'll have, since we don't meet as much during December, or
mm-hmm.
not hardly at all, that's a good time where they
gotcha.
Work on projects like
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you know better than me, but...
And then we'll report on it. Probably it'll be on the agenda for the first of the year.
Okay.
So, in January.
I have a question. The Tuesday at 5 o'clock is just a continuance of what we've done this year. Do we want to do the same thing next year?
That's fine.
A couple of committees have moved their time into the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
Because they weren't getting the audience participation that they wanted.
Right.
Just info.
Mm-hmm.
I am flexible.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I'm
I can
fine.
Do.
Well, also on a personal
or...
note, this time works great
yeah,
for me,
it's
and
fine.
I would still. This is probably the committee where I think there's the most.
Yeah.
A community voice,
yeah.
even if they don't show up all the time.
Mm-hmm. I think this is fine with me. I mean, sometimes I have to duck out of work just to get here during the day as well, so
okay.
it makes it a little difficult.
So we'll just leave this.
Did you have something?
I was just going to, I finally found the attachment for the Wi-Fi.
Okay.
$8,335.
Yeah.
So when
okay.
you see in the budget, it's going to be a little bit more because by the time we actually initiate it, it's probably going to be a little bit more.
But you said that's more of a one-time kind of.
It's a one-time thing,
yeah.
yeah. I did email him to ask if there was a monthly fee, if there would be any additional charges.
Mm-hmm.
But this is it.
Okay.
Let me slide
over there. You're fine.
Yep. Is that right?
Sounds good to me.
It's almost a foreign language to me. I know what
yeah.
I know what the ultimate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
I know
good.
What the final product is. I just
yeah.
don't know what the inner working
oh.
is.
Oh.
yeah.
See.
There are some weird words in there.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's mainly it's.
Well, these
the
are the
name
brands.
Of
yeah,
I mean, it's just the mesh.
yeah.
yeah,
and mounting
yeah.
and it's a gate. I mean, it's just the brand names that make it
mm-hmm.
sound techie. It's not that.
Make it sound techie. Is that what you said?
Yeah. it's spell things with an I instead of a Y and make it
there you go.
Complex.
There you go.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Basketball renovations.
Mm-hmm.
What's the timeline on that?
Gym floor?
Yeah, gym floor.
We'll have that done before the first of the year.
Okay.
The contract has been executed. They've ordered the product. So it should be happening pretty soon.
So how much time will you have to shut it down?
Maybe a week.
Oh, that's not too
yeah.
bad.
Maybe a little bit more, but probably not.
Will it be more during the holidays or during, like or earlier in the month?
That's up to... We're going to do it when it's less burdensome
yeah.
on us.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the idea is to get it done. And so we'll try to work around everything that we can.
Sounds good. Moultrie is also redoing mm-hmm. some things in their gym around the same time. Mm-hmm. So
that's a good time to do it right before basketball season and start the league off with the new floor would be awesome.
Yeah, although they will already be in their season, mm-hmm. so it's mm-hmm. maybe not the best time for them. But
that's one of our volunteer coaches right there.
I can't wait for the new floor. That's great.
Yeah, that's going to be
right.
exciting.
Mm-hmm. That is very exciting.
Cool. Yeah, because it was. I'm looking at the previous agenda here, so.
Okay. Well, clearly Desiree would be the one
yeah.
that would be
okay, good.
Telling us about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I did check with her to.
So. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. Excellent. Anything else? Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Going to set the meeting for next time.
I think there was already. Next meeting date is.
Oh, January 7th. I got you.
It's
going to
be the first Tuesday of the month or the second Tuesday?
First Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, January 7th. Okay. Motion, it is.
517.
That's
a fast one.
Yeah. All in favor?
Awesome.
All right.
Record.
Aye. Love it. Yeah, I knew there was a good mark.